sports fans, it's time to come together at Abby's Pizza for a legendary hour with your caveman football team. We're eating legendary pizza and talking all things caveman football. Presented by the Insurance Lounge, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. Stop by for your free quote. Insurance Lounge. Insurance simplified.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Beacon Drive Abby's Pizza. It's time for the Caveman Quarter. Thank you very much for joining us. Listen, if you're out shopping, you know, and it's a little wet out there and you don't want to go home and cook, stop right in here because we've got a special for you tonight. $26.99 for the half classic pepperoni, big, half big Hawaiian pizza. $26.99. It's going to feed a lot of people. It's just Abby's way of saying grazie and mahalo. And at any rate, welcome once again, everyone. Glad you've chosen to join us tonight. Head coach Matt Kennedy has just now sat down. He's joining a little bubbly beverage there. Coach, welcome. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
It seems like we started the show last week that same way, but let's recap it. First of all, one, congratulations on a successful first full season as head coach of the Grants Pass Cavemen, 9-3. Tip of the hat. In that season, you beat South, North, and Sheldon. Once again, congratulations. Propelled your team to 10th in the state. Congratulations. Been a long time since we've been able to string all of those together. And you're out of the playoffs facing a number 6 team. How are you feeling right now?
You know, it obviously, just super proud of these boys for sticking with the process that we started way back really in June when we had our first kind of open field stuff and preach process over results and trusting that you just keep working on that better than before mentality and things will work out in the end. And we've seen those results.
Sure, if they're available. I think we're getting spuds tonight too, guys.
All right.
Yeah, well, so we'll see here at any rate. I don't expect any of it to be sitting here on the table by the time we're done. Now, congratulations. Last win over a very, very competent foe. Come away a winner over West Salem, a team that was ranked almost even with you on their home field in what was questionable weather in and out through the night, going in with a big running back and a game plan that, as far as we could tell, was primarily 75% running. And why don't you recap that game for us, minus the first 11 seconds?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to acknowledge those first 11 seconds. You know, our theme of the week last week was chop it down. And we talked about how we were playing a big physical team that was going to be tough to get a jump on, but that we thought we could wear down. And we talked about 1,000 swings, and every play was an opportunity to kind of wear them down. And that said, I don't know, you can start a game in a more deflating fashion.
Here it comes, folks. Half pepperoni, half Hawaiian. Grazie, mahalo. Set it right down there, young man.
Okay. Right
there. Yeah. Perfect. Oh, golly.
Riding a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. All right.
But anyway, yeah, we came out. We traveled, I thought, well. And then the opening play of the game, they knock out our middle linebacker and take it to the house. And it was pretty deflating.
And that was their big running back and been averaging 7 yards a carry coming into last Friday's game.
Yeah, and so I mean, we're 11 seconds in, and we've got one of our better players land in a heap and their best player in the end zone. And, you know, in maybe even prior to this in this season, that would have been a tipping point, and we might have folded up. But the boys just kept believing. And I know it's a little recency bias, but I mean, I've coached 21 years of high school football, and that win was right up there as far as one that I'm always going to remember for the resilience that our guys showed. It didn't really matter who seemed to drop down for us. We had other guys step up and battled and had just an epic third quarter that swung that momentum in our favor, and we chopped it down.
No question about that. Now, let's see. First 11 seconds out of the way, you're down 7-0, and you're facing that running team. With that big back, the same guy that we've been expecting all week long, and you basically shut him down.
Really did.
You basically shut him down. What was the game plan going into to handle him? Just load the box?
Well, I mean, yeah, in some ways, yes. We knew, as we talked about last week, that he was the key to their offense and that they were going to feed him the football as much as they could. We didn't do anything schematically all that different than we've done in the last few weeks, but I think what you're seeing is a team that's just gaining more confidence in each other, and the fundamentals are starting to take effect, and our tackling's gotten better. And that team believed. And Friday night you had 11 guys on that football field that were willing to give everything they had for the Cavemen. And yeah, to walk off that field holding that kid to about 100 yards rushing was a big accomplishment.
Was it 100? I thought I had him less than 100.
It might have been just under.
Yeah, I think it was just under 100 yards. And for someone like that, once again, who had been averaging 7 yards, I think he only got more than seven yards twice.
Yeah.
Twice or three times that night. So kudos to the defense. Anybody on defense you want to single out? Who hit him the most?
Well, we had, and he was here last night, but Nate Bassett at that free safety spot. And it was even a key play. They ended up picking up the first down. It was their first offensive possession. It was a 3rd and 5. They handed it to him. Nate met him right in the hole and stuck him, drove him back, tackled him one-on-one, and they ended up giving him the first down, but that kind of sent a message.
Yeah, we didn't like that spot either.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't my favorite spot, but it sent a message that we as a group were there to play, and I think Nate finished the night with 11 tackles, a lot of them solo on that guy, but it really was a group collective effort defensively. Our linebacker play, Cam Holland and Tyler Meek, who came back after that kickoff, Parker Howe, and a handful of others, just really starting to play good quality football for us.
All right, first half defense, best defense of the year?
I mean, it was right up there. Yeah. You know, there's been a few games where, you know, that Sprague first half defense especially was pretty
They're
dynamic.
Very similar,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, but it was right up there.
All right, now let's talk about offense. Third quarter blitz.
Yeah.
Make adjustments at halftime?
I mean, that was a combination of – I mean, I thought offensively our first half was great. We got the ball right after their first touchdown, that kick return. We drove all the way down to the, I think, 6-yard line, and we went for it on 4th and 1 and came up a couple inches short. But, I mean
– didn't like that spot either.
Yeah. No. But we answered that kickoff return with a great long drive. I think we had a bunch of yards. We ended up with 1 score and 1 field goal in the first half in a game that we didn't get a ton of possessions. And then in that third quarter, it was really just a blitz. Things going our way. We drove right down the field and scored. And then onside kicked and recovered. And then got a stop and a bad punt. And so we scored 21 points, but we really only had about 100 yards of offense in that quarter. Just we capitalized on mistakes and momentum and swung that game in our favor in the third.
All right, and then one in the fourth, basically going with a kneel down about 3 or 4 times in a row in order to really capitalize that win. 3-point win, but that was plenty. Let's talk about some of the people who had an effect on that. Mentioning that 3-point win. Tell me about Alejandro Leon, responsible for at least 7 points in that game, plus the onside kick. Well, tell me about that young man.
Yeah, that's super proud of him because, I mean, he came and spoke on the air a couple of weeks ago and then went out last week and missed 2 field goals. And our conversations are just totally around the belief that we still have in him. I mean, that's going to happen. But I know he was kind of jonesing to get back out there and
show himself there.
Yeah, and stepped up in that first half in kind of wet conditions. And that's the battery of long snapper and holder also. Deshaun Stinson snaps for us and Brevik Hill holds for us. Got all three, put it through the uprights and what turned out to be the 3 points that decided the game. And then delivered an onside kick that was just perfectly executed.
Perfectly done.
Had a couple of punts that were just booming punts.
Yeah, one punt. He had to really get away quickly. What, go 60 yards?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he had a great night. Yeah. He and Andrew Jensen, who will be here tonight, who recovered the onside kick and their onside kick at the end of the game, were our special teams players of the week for sure.
All right, well, congratulations. Now, there's some other things we need to deal with that game, and that's injuries. First of all, let's see if we get somebody back. Tell me about Mr. Powers and his availability for this Friday night.
He's back. He's back strong. And ready to go.
Has he been in practicing all week?
He has.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. Now, second question is his backup, Mr. Berg. Left the field, and we saw him leaving the game with a shoulder and a significant sling.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Weston's season is over. Not that there's a good time for that to happen, but I do want to take a minute just to praise him for seizing his moment.
He had a great first half.
He he won that game for us in the first half. I mean, I think he rushed against a stout defense. He had 125 yards in the first half and then drove right down the field and scored that touchdown in the third quarter and was playing defense and special teams at the same time. He was, his hair was on fire, and he was playing great for us. Really unfortunate that, hurt his collarbone, his shoulder, and he's going to be out for four weeks. So regardless of how long our run goes, he's not going to be back.
Yeah, he's football. A basketball player too, isn't he?
He does play hoops, and so the positive there is the injury.
So
should,
the basketball coach is unhappy with you right now.
Yeah, probably.
Sorry. We know that at Grants Pass High, everybody's encouraged to run as many sports as they can.
Yeah.
So we're just having a little fun there. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So Berg is downtown. Tell me about Trailer.
Yeah, Trailer went down, and that was, again, part of the adversity that we were dealing with in that game is we were already missing Trey, and Weston steps up and plays great. And then late in the first half, James goes down with a hamstring and doesn't return. And then Weston goes down, and we're missing three pretty key guys for us, and that team just kept battling and prevailing. And so James has got a hamstring that he's rehabbing and working on right now. But
so his availability is?
He's likely out this week.
Likely out.
Yeah.
Any chance at all we'll see him at all?
I mean, there's always a chance, but it's a pretty slim chance.
Game time, but probably not.
Yeah, and we're hoping he'll be back and ready for next week.
All right, and then I like that. Okay. And then Stenson went down, didn't he?
Who's that?
Stenson?
That was Titan Davis.
Titan Davis. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And he's back. He practiced all week, and he actually returned midway through that game. But, yeah, he two-way guy for us on the offensive and defensive line and was battling a chest thing and missed a series or two. And, again, had another guy step up, Jacob Thomas, and just a great team victory, and all things said, we finally had the injury bug a little bit. We'd been pretty fortunate most of the season, and that game, we had kind of a tidal wave of them, and yet it kept persevering and came out on top.
I have to mention, though, in addition to this great half pie with half Hawaiian and half pepperoni, I've just been delivered an order of Spuds here. We are going to eat well tonight, ladies and gentlemen. If you're done shopping right now or just want to feed the whole family, stop on by and get it. Pick it up. Take it home. Eat it here. Have it delivered, as a matter of fact. All courtesy of the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza. So in terms of injuries, Trailer is questionable. Berg is out. Powers is back. Anybody else we need to know about?
Beyond that, I mean, we're fortunately at week 10, full strength.
Not bad.
Right?
Not bad for week 10, big 10th. And, yeah, right. Let's see. We wanted to talk about Leon. We did. One other player had a couple of catches. One of your receivers, I guess, had a pretty good night. Brevik something. Plays golf, too. I know.
Yeah.
Set a new record, 14 catches in a game. That was incredible. Was he targeted, or was it just what became available?
Well, I mean, Brevik has been pretty dynamic all year for us. That was his sixth game this season with 10 or more catches. With 100 or more yards, and I think his fourth with 10 or more catches. He's just been Mr. Reliable, and he did that. He came off the field midway through the first quarter. Having been gouged in the eye, and his eye was bloody, and by halftime it was swollen shut, and to go out there with one eye and have 14 catches and an interception is a testament to the grit that guy plays with.
I was going to say, in addition to the catches that we're throwing him, he's also catching the other teams. He is. Do you know how many interceptions he has on the year?
He has five interceptions.
Five right interceptions now. On the year, and yeah. Most of them have come at critical times.
Yeah,
and I remember a couple inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah.
All right. We've talked about a couple of players that were standouts. Anybody else that we need to mention here that really has contributed, particularly in the last game?
Well, again, it was a collective team effort. I thought our wide receivers, and we challenged them all season long to block on the edge, and that combination of Nate Bassett and Andrew Jensen and Cam Bowen, were able to spring some of those quick, easy passes to Brevik for big yards, and we're pretty physical there. And Jordan Rosetta as our quarterback, just kind of Mr. Reliable, Mr. Calm, and does a great job of being that steady in presence out there that keeps the kids confident, and you know, we always feel like we've got a chance.
All right. Yeah, well, once again, we're in the playoffs, and that's going to happen tomorrow night. We'll talk about what's coming in the playoffs tomorrow night when we come back right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Birthdays, office gatherings, and team parties taste better at Abby's. From our legendary lunch and Thirsty Thursday to our monthly giant special, there's always a reason to gather. Family-owned Abby's, your legendary pizza tradition. You asked, and it's back at Abby's. Two legends, one pizza. Half pepperoni, half big Hawaiian. All delicious. It's mouthwatering, loaded with toppings, and happily feeds a family. Order at Abby's.com before this legend disappears.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back, everybody. Caveman Corner coming to you live and direct from the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza. About half our pizza is already gone here and continues to disappear. We have some football players in the background that we'll be talking to in a moment or two, right at the top of the hour. In the meantime, though, we're continuing with head coach Matt Kennedy. And coach, the opponent tomorrow night in the playoffs, first round, you're ranked 10th. Actually, I believe in 11, you're seeded 11th. But that's just the way things work out when you don't have to play a conference opponent in the first round, and that can move things around just a little bit to make things as fair as possible in that opening round. Not a bad draw. You're facing the number 16, the Sherwood Bowmen, and once again, you say they're a rushing team, and you've got a big rusher coming up against you, but they're significantly different than West Salem, are they not?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, they're one of the few 6A programs in the state that runs the wing tee offense, and locally North Valley I know runs it, a lot of smaller school football things, but 6A programs, they're one of the few, and that in and of itself poses some pretty significant challenges, because the whole nature of the wing tee relies on a lot of misdirection. So they'll have a handoff to one guy and then fakes to one or two others, plus a quarterback bootleg. And so if you're watching from the stands, any of four different guys looks like they have the football on every play.
So I'm going to be confused most of the night.
You might have a tough night, yeah. Yeah, get a good spotter.
Well, we've got an average one out there. If he's listening, I apologize. He's bigger than I am. So how do you combat that, and how do you, in a week, get your team ready to play?
Well, you know, that's a great question. The fortunate thing, it's always tough to do in a week, especially when it's just an unfamiliar scheme. But the nice thing about it being playoff week is we were able to devote a scout team to, when we were watching film, we had our designated scout team guys assigned positions within the offense, and they were watching film of Sherwood's offense. And they were out practicing it down at the other end of the field while we were working on stuff. And so wouldn't have been able to do that quite as effectively in a regular season game, because they would have had their own game to get ready for, but challenged our scout team to give us the best possible look and to learn a complicated offense that Sherwood kids have been running since they were in grade school in 3 days, and give us the best possible look. And we got a pretty good look from that scout team this week.
All right. They have several guys that are going to put the ball in. Several guys are going to hand that ball off to, don't they? One that you can really focus on.
That's the nature of the offense. They'll play with a fullback and they'll hand it off to him. But they also will play with two different wings, And they'll fake it to the fullback, hand it off to the one wing, who will then hand it off to the second wing going back the other direction. It's hard to key on just one guy, whereas last week, as dynamic as that kid is, he lines up in the same spot every time, and they hand it to him in the same spot every time, and it's a little bit easier to key a guy like that than it is the run scheme that Sherwood runs.
All right. Are they always coming around one direction? They come around both sides?
A lot of times both sides. There'll be a guy running to the left, a guy running to the right, and a guy running up the middle.
All right, so basically, you have to play defense and cover the whole football field. Well, shucks, isn't that the way you do it every game?
It is. Yeah. Really, despite the misdirection and things, it's read and key football. It's you read your key, and he's going to take you to the football. If you get caught trying to peek into the backfield and find the handoff, you're going to end up wrong more often than right. And so discipline is really the name of the game on defense this week.
Well, discipline probably, from what I've seen, ought to be a strong suit for you guys, isn't it?
I mean, it's something that we've tried to hang our hat on, mm-hmm. is being a more disciplined team than our opponents, both with the composure we play with when things get tough, but also with our ability to just execute the technique that we've been coached.
All right. Then as a team, how much help can players give each other on the field for this kind of situation?
Well, this is all about trust. Trust each other. And I feel like, again, as the season's gone on, that trust has been established, that I don't have to do anything more than my job, because there are 10 other guys on the field that are going to do their job. And that's the way you play team defense. And so really it comes down to just trusting that if I handle my part of the equation, my teammates are going to handle the rest, and we'll get that ball tackled.
They've got their two losses come against teams in the top 10. Your three losses come against one top team, 10, that's Willamette, and they're right there with part of the elite. And one against one of the top teams in 5A, that's no slouch, and Silverton. Just on paper, these two teams look pretty close.
Yeah, the different conferences, it's really, there aren't a whole lot of comparable
They won the
scores.
Pacific Conference.
They
yeah.
won their conference fifth year in a row. I mean, Sherwood's been, when I first came to Grants Pass in 2014 was the year we won the conference. They were our first game, and that was their first game in 6A football. They'd moved up after winning state titles in 5A. And again, that's the year we went undefeated, and we had to kick a field goal with 3 seconds left to win that game. And they have been a perennial playoff team since then. So it's a team that's accustomed to having success running their style of football, which is a distinct style.
I know that we've been there once before as a caveman team and in the playoffs, and I think one of your assistant coaches was the quarterback during one of those games.
Yes, that was that opening game of 2014.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I thought my memory was good there. All right, so we've talked about their offense. Now, what about their defense? How much can you score on them, and is the passing game going to be strong? Is it going to be 50-50? We've got Powers back.
Yeah. And, I mean, our goal is to always be pretty balanced. I mean, we finished the regular season at, like, 54% pass, 46% run, with that 8% kind of being the difference between run plays that have an RPO tag behind it. And, I mean, I'm not worried about doing that from one game to the next. We're going to run what's necessary. But we're a balanced offense, and we want to stay that way. Sherwood plays in a conference that runs the football. I mean, obviously, they have their own style of doing it. But Glencoe, who was a tough team in that conference, is a double tight end, full two-back, power eye football team. Newberg runs the football. Century and Liberty. So
they've allowed some points.
They have, and we're gonna test their ability to defend the pass, because they really, at least on film, haven't played teams that spread the football out and to distribute it to different weapons. And yet at the same time, we've got a confident offensive line and a pretty dynamic tailback, and so we're gonna our goal is again to be balanced.
How's your line coming? I know that we've got bumps and bruises, and we're in the 10th week. It's been a long time here. So how strong is that that line out there? Doesn't look like they're going to be really overmatched in terms of size. I didn't see much size on their roster.
No, I think we're going to line up for the first time in a while. And Sheldon, I guess, is somewhat similar. And their offensive line, their biggest guy is about 240 pounds, and that's about where we're at. And so size-wise, it's a pretty even match. They have three offensive linemen that play both ways and start on the D-line, just like we do. So there's a lot of similarities as far, not scheme-wise, but as far as age. They got some sophomores and juniors, so do we.
Yep, size. Sophomore quarterback again, don't we?
Yep, yeah. They do. I think they had a senior to start the year, and something must have happened to him.
All right, so we're young, they're young. We're about the same size. Gee, flip a coin, we win. What would you, getting into the second round, been a long time since this team has gotten into the second round.
Yeah, it has, especially in the main tier bracket. And the boys know that. And as much as that's a motivation, wanting to make it to the second round doesn't get you to the second round. And we talked about that today. This is a Sherwood team that also wants to make it to the second round. And we got to put together a complete 48 minutes of football to make that happen.
It's what I keep continuing to hear and see it reinforced every Friday night on the field is one discipline, conditioning, focus, and teamwork. And it's almost foolish to ask, but that's been your focus all year, isn't it?
It has. It has. And I had said it at the beginning of the interview, process and culture to an extent. We put a lot of emphasis, and my assistant coaches have been awesome at kind of buying into it and helping to establish. You develop a culture, you teach habits, and you focus on day-to-day progress, and good things happen.
At West Salem, from the press box, you looked out and it looked like we were really outnumbered. That you didn't look like you didn't carry as many players as you normally do for a two and away game. But with the JVs being over with now, have you pulled in any reinforcements? What are we going to see in terms of people on the field, and do you have any of those extras that you brought up?
Yeah, we'll travel a few more. It was the challenge that week. It was another long week. It was Halloween night. We had a couple. Our JV team had gotten pretty banged up the week before, and we just made the decision that says we're gonna bring a small crew, give those kids the weekend to kind of heal up, and we'll have more kids on the bus this Friday.
All right. What about traveling with any extra travel going up and take the rally squad up? Any extra varsity buses going up to carry youngsters or just support?
I wish we had a busing shortage this week. Uh-oh. And it was actually, I mean, obviously they were going to find a way to get us up there, but there was concerns that we were not going to be able to get there till like 6 p.m., 5:30, and we managed to work around that. But due to a shortage in bus drivers, we're not going to be able to take a Rooter bus up this week.
All right. Well, we'll go along, and hopefully they've got ears and they'll listen to the radio here.
Yeah. All right. Yep, they'll be tuned in.
No doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. So that's happening tomorrow night. We'll be on the scene at Sherwood, so we hope you'll join us there. Stay tuned. We've got a second half of this program coming up. We'll get some football players over here. We'll enjoy a slice of pizza or two. In the meantime, we'll invite you down to the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza. Take advantage of that half classic pepperoni and half pepperoni and half Hawaiian here tonight. Large is on sale, $26.99. Once again, you're listening to the Caveman Corner right here on KAJO Grants Pass.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Come into Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, have great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Evergreen Federal Bank, serving our community and serving you locally. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
99.7 and 1270 KAJO Grants Pass.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. It's the longest government shutdown in history. President Trump tonight again blames the Democrats, saying they should have just voted for the GOP's clean funding bill to keep spending at current levels.
We're not going to spend $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion on health care for people that came into our country illegally, many of them from prisons and many of them drug dealers and murderers.
Democrats are demanding an extension of Obamacare subsidies. We're learning more about the maintenance history of the UPS cargo plane that crashed and exploded in Louisville this week, killing at least 13 people. Fox's Garrett Tenney is there.
Weeks before a UPS cargo plane's fiery crash in Louisville, flight records show the 34-year-old jet was grounded for more than 6 weeks for repairs on a crack in its fuel tank, according to FAA maintenance records obtained by the Wall Street Journal.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. America's listening to Fox News.
A primary care provider is a crucial aspect of your life that can make all the difference in your health. It can be a hard decision, though, figuring out where to take that step toward illness prevention. Here's some good news. Bear Valley Medical Clinic is accepting new patients and wants to help you. What sets them apart? They have a real relationship with you, so you won't feel like you're just another patient on a chart. Family nurse practitioner Daniel Tibbetts and the crew want to get to know you and make sure you don't have to wait forever for an appointment. Bear Valley Medical Clinic is one of the only practices offering MCELA, non-invasive pelvic floor strengthening, and at a new reduced price. If you struggle with bladder leaks and incontinence, set up a consultation and get a free demo. They also offer semaglutide weight loss injections. And you don't have to be an established patient to take advantage of either of these result-oriented services. Call 541-237-5040 or visit them on their website to learn more. BearValleyMedicalClinic.com. Make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us again. Once again, we've got 30 minutes left here. Plenty of time for you to join us live here and take advantage of this great. Our pizza is almost gone. It is. The spuds are almost gone here. Of course, we've got some big appetites here to fill also. So who'd you bring with tonight here? I see some familiar faces.
There's a couple of familiar faces, yep. I got Jordan Rosetta, obviously playing quarterback for us. Brevik Hill, who we already talked about, had a big night for us the other night. And then first time on Caveman Corner, I have high expectations from him tonight. Andrew Jensen, who recovered two onside kicks in that game.
Oh, all right. Well, turn that mic around, Andrew. Step right in there. Congratulations. Now,
thank you.
About your cello. We're talking football, and I want to know about the cello.
All right. I play a cello for the Grants Pass High School Chamber Orchestra, and I'm the first chair in the orchestra, so I lead my cello section, and I'm a key contributor to the orchestra. And I've been playing for like 8 or 9 years now, ever since the fourth grade. I just started since my family member, my oldest brother, plays, and it's something I picked up and something I enjoy.
Okay, what's your favorite piece?
I think my favorite piece is whatever we're playing in the moment, because it like keeps me engaged, and like I just like to learn new things and keep learning and growing. So whatever we're playing.
Is that something you're going to carry with you forever and ever?
I think so. I think I'll just keep using it as a hobby and playing it when I have time. But
all right. So you've been playing for a long time. Okay. Can you convert that to football?
Football.
Tell me about the two different disciplines.
Well, for cello, you have to like, it's definitely like a mental game, and football is too. But I think like the more you practice and the more you play, just the better you get with both of them.
Practice is the key for both.
That's right.
All right. Any math all in there? I know music is basically math.
Yeah. I think both cello and football take some math, take some numbers, take some calculations in the head. With the cello, music is like super math based, so it definitely helps and helps to know your numbers and counting and stuff.
All right. Tell me about last Friday's football game for you.
Last Friday's football game, it was super, super fun. It was a good game. Glad we got the win versus West Salem. I was able to play some offensive snaps when our receiver, James Traylor, took a hit and got injured, so I was able to fill in for him. And then I was able to play some special teams and recover a few onside kicks.
All right. Have you practiced those onside kicks? Do you have good hands, or do you protect the hands for the cello?
No, actually, last season I broke my hand, so injuries do happen, and your hands definitely lead you, but injuries happen to them. But we practice onside kicks, and we rep them in practice just in case those scenarios happen, and the practice does pay off because, and just like Friday night demonstrated, scenarios will happen when onside kicks need to be repped, and when they happen, you need to recover them. So,
right place at the right time. What are you taught to if that ball's coming your way? Onside kick. Here it comes. Oh, my God, it's coming to me.
Onside kick coming. You grab that ball, and you get on the ground as fast as you can.
Just covered up and hold on, huh?
That pretty much.
Okay.
Yep.
Did they try to take it away from you?
Not really. Luckily, I had my teammate, Brevik Hill. He's right here beside me, and we both kind of grabbed it, and then he kind of tackled me to the ground so we could just secure it.
And he just laid on top of
you. Pretty much. Okay. You don't let no one touch you, and just get on the ground with the ball.
Right. I didn't ask, what class are you now?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What course of study you?
I like a rigorous course. I take a lot of advanced classes, and I am taking the advanced route. So I like a good challenge and keep my education to a high standard and keep taking those advanced classes.
All right. What's your favorite subject then?
That's a hard one. I probably have to say math. I'm a huge math fan and science.
Why am I not surprised?
yep.
All right. Where would you like to take that math to or that education to? Any long-term plans? I know as a junior, you're not locked into anything, but wave your magic wand. See what happens.
My plans are to graduate high school. I think I'm shooting for the goal to be a valedictorian and to reach that goal in my life. And then following high school, I plan to serve a two-year mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, then go to study at BYU Provo to eventually enter into the medical field.
Medical field. Full doctorate?
That's probably the goal. Yep.
Eventually? All right. Okay. I forgot where I was going with that one. In the meantime, when you're not playing football or playing the cello, and I'm assuming that you'll take that cello with you, either the cello or football plan to college plans?
If the opportunity arises, I think, yeah, I'll take it. I just love staying active, and I love sports. I'm a three-sport athlete, and love to keep my body moving, and the thrill that sports gives me. So if the opportunity arises, I'll take it.
What other sports?
I used to play basketball, but due to injury, I switched to swimming. And so I participate in swimming to get me in shape mostly for the track season in the spring.
Ah, okay. So what events in swimming?
I do the 50 and 100 freestyle stroke.
And what time?
What time?
Yeah.
My best time was a 26.6, I think, in the 50 free, and then a 106 in the 100 free.
Yeah, difference in training from football to swimming?
Yeah, it's a super different sport because in swimming you have to think about breathing, you know, so when you're swimming in the water with your head down, it uses a lot of different muscles that you don't really use when you're running around on land and or on the ground, and you have to think about a lot of different things, and it's definitely a different sport for sure.
Okay, and you use that to stay in shape at least somewhat for track. And that's a different set of muscles also from swimming, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Okay. What events in track?
In track, I'm a hurdler and a sprinter. I've been doing hurdles, and I've been hurdling for years. And so that's my favorite.
You're a junior in high school. How old are you?
I just turned 17.
Okay, and you've been doing it for years.
Yep.
Put years in context for me there. How many years have you been doing the hurdles? Is it from middle school? What, you tell me.
Yeah, probably like fifth and sixth grade a year I've been hurdling.
Tell me what technique hurdlers need to come up with or practice.
What was that?
What technique does a hurdler really need to embrace?
Oh, I got you. Hurdlers, a lot of people think that you're just running and it's just an obstacle in the way that you jump over. But hurdling, it really isn't like a jumping sport. Obviously, like, you leave the ground for a split second in time, but it's more of like elongating your body over the hurdle in the way, and you have to, there's like a lot of technique in it. It is a very technical event and track, and so it takes a lot of technique and discipline to be able to accomplish. And
all right, what's your goal? How high are you when you go over those hurdles? How high above the hurdle are you?
The goal is to be as close to the hurdle as possible. I don't, for me specifically, I don't know how high I am. I try to stay as close as we can, or as close as I can.
How many do you knock over in a typical race? Any?
I don't normally knock them over. Sometimes I'll clip a few with the heel or the toe.
Does that slow you down?
Depends. Sometimes you can be going fast enough that it doesn't affect you too much, and you can regain your course and keep going, but other times, if you really hit them hard, it will slow you down.
All right. I want to go back to one other area, since you said one of your goals is to come out of valedictorian. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that you're talking about at least a 4.0?
Yeah.
All right. And with all those advanced courses?
Yeah, right now I think I have a 4.2 GPA. So
well,
staying strong.
Congratulations.
Stay
in
there.
Will
do.
Admirable goal to hang on to and to achieve. Don't go away. We'll be back with more. But right now, I've got to move over here to Mr. Hill. And Mr. Hill, you play the cello too, right?
No, I don't play the cello. I mean, I used to play about in fourth grade.
Really? Really?
I was kind of the guy who'd sit in the back of the kind of room and just trace over the strings, not really.
Play really quiet, huh?
Yeah, play as quiet as possible. I don't want to ruin anything. So.
Do you have a cello at home?
No.
All right. Any other musical aspirations?
I mean, I can't say that I do, but I know how to play the ukulele a little bit.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
cool. What's your favorite song on the ukulele?
I mean, probably like Over the Rainbow, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, like okay. Somewhere. Or, you
know, yeah, I know. Yeah. Lots of versions of that out there. Seems to be very popular. Almost the Hawaiian version is your favorite, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Congratulations, 14 catches last Friday night. How'd that feel?
You know, I didn't really fully know that I had 14 catches because I've had about 9, 10, 8 catches around the last couple of games, so I didn't feel like I had that many catches, but, I mean, so pretty normal, I guess.
Get your name in the record books there.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I think I was close last year with something like that, and it was cool to see that. It wasn't... I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool, so I'm excited. Yeah.
Pretty good. All right. Yeah. Can you beat it?
I think it's possible, yeah. If I get the opportunity, I'd love to.
You have to talk to that guy on your right shoulder there. See if he'll throw it to you some more.
Yeah.
He's not a yes. Yeah, we'll get to him in a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we've talked to you several times here. Once again, congratulations. That's a great night, and you've got your name in there. And you played the cello a long time ago. So, any other musical aspirations? Since music seems to be the key tonight.
Any other musical aspirations? No, I couldn't say that I do. I mean, I might want to learn how to play the guitar maybe just so I could kind of...
Just drum along?
At least just be
take
able
along
to
in the bus. You take your ukulele along in the bus?
No, I don't. But my dad plays guitar a ton. He used to be in a band. He sings songs. So, it's pretty cool, yeah.
All right. No doubt about it. All right. How do you feel going into... this next contest here?
I think we're feeling great. I think that we started off, obviously, with their unique style offense that they had. And obviously, we started off a little bit slow in practice, but I feel like we got it, the hang of it really nicely. And I think that we've got the guys in every position. I think we've got all that it takes to go up and get a big on-the-road upset in the playoffs.
Now, you go both ways, so your defense is really going to be challenged with this single-wing offense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, what's going to be some of your keys?
So most of the time I'll be playing like safety, so I'll be about 12 yards back, and I'll be looking at obviously the tight end. So they run the wing T, so they've got tight end and then the wing behind it. So I'll be really keen in on the tight end, seeing if whether he down blocks or he releases, and if he releases towards the pass, that's my guy. So it's going to be a lot of just kind of reading our keys and making sure we're not staring at the quarterback. It's the last thing we can do, because all they run at least 3 fakes per play, it seems like. And it's like, I was watching film on them, and it's like, I was even losing where the ball was going. So it was like, you know, you got to read your keys and stay as disciplined as possible.
How much film time have you put in this week?
I put in a decent amount. I had normally spent a lot of time on the previous games, and then I haven't looked a ton on this game because generally my job is more in terms of, like, honed in on one player or whatever. But previous games where we have, like, a more pass-heavy defense, I've spent more time on, like, whether how they release and, like, the tells that they have, whether it's like a slot receiver, he's lined up a little bit more outside on his in-breaking routes. I'm like, okay, I can like favor that inside a little bit. So,
okay. Are you, when I ask you how many hours you put in viewing, because you view as a team, and you can also watch on your own time too, can't you? Do you do a lot of that?
Yeah, we all have the capability to watch on our own time, yeah.
All right, how many hours on your own time?
This week, I haven't put in as much hours as I normally do, so not a ton, but yeah.
All right. All right. Well, good luck. And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Big guy on the end. What is your, this is your fourth or fifth time here?
Something like that.
Something like that. You've been a regular. And we've offered before to just give him the microphone and let him do the interviews. But he seems to decline. But maybe before his senior year is over, he'll take a snutting yes. Okay. Certainly next year he'll get a shot at running the whole show.
That'd be awesome.
That, all right. Well, you get your shot here, kid.
All right.
Okay. Now, tell me about last Friday night. Obviously, you had a good target with Brevik here. What else was going on with you during that game?
Well, for me, I was very pleased with myself because the last two games I hadn't started off too hot, and it kind of took till halftime for me to really get things going. And so being able to start our first drive, throwing well, being able to hit my people in stride, and that kind of carried throughout the game. So that's what I'm looking forward to tomorrow, is to start hot again.
All right. Brevik, obviously one of your favorite targets. Is he paying any money to throw him those passes?
He's not, no, but I think we just have
reach
that
into
trust.
His pocket.
Yeah, we just have that trust together that we've built over our whole life, and we played 7-on-7 this spring together, and so we built a good trust together.
All right, well, that's certainly that trust and just that instinct of knowing what the other person is thinking and moving. But you've lost a good receiver, a trailer. How did that happen? Are you familiar with what happened to him?
Yeah, well, it was pretty much my fault. I underthrew him, and he had to come diving back to the ball, and unfortunately, he got his leg caught under him, and he pulled his hamstring. So, I mean, I feel bad for him, but it's always next man up.
Good. Well, that happens. That happens in football. That's the nature of the beast. In the meantime, though, are you ready for what they're going to throw at you on tomorrow night?
I believe we are. Their defense is nothing special that we haven't seen this year. You know, they're tough. They play in a tough conference that's gritty. They're going to be able to play the run. But they haven't played a team like us that can pass as well as we can. So I think that might be a little eye-opener, and I know they've had to prepare for that this week.
Occasionally, and a little more often recently, we've seen you use your own legs. Will you be seeing more of that? Are you getting more confident just running the football yourself?
I hope so.
Do you ever call your own number out there?
I do not call my own number. That would definitely get me in trouble. But I hope to use my legs more. That's something I've been working on in the off season, and when the time comes, you know, hopefully it's there.
With that RPO, that run-pass option, usually is not you, but you have that option of running it yourself.
There is
we
an
saw
option.
It open the other night, weren't you? 33-yard scamper the other night?
There is an option, but when you're handing the ball off to Trayton Powers, it makes it pretty hard to pull it away from
him. Yeah, you better make good if you pull it out of his hands. I would imagine. All right. How's school going right now? We've talked about this before. I'm just checking with you.
School's good. Classes are starting to get a little harder, but it's also, as Grants Pass calls it, no school November, where there's a lot of days off, and so that's nice, being able to catch up on homework and studying and, yeah.
Oh, well, you can practice your musical instrument.
Everybody
plays one, right?
Oh, yeah. Love to play my musical instrument.
And that's what?
Singing, yes.
You sing?
Yes.
Singing. All right. All right. What? bass, alt, tenor, what?
I'm not familiar with those terms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Haven't learned those yet.
Shower singer, then.
Yeah, more like that. Yeah.
Okay. And the guys run when you start singing in the shower?
No, definitely not.
Okay, all right. We just have to poke a little fun because we know that he can handle it. This team has come a long ways, and I was talking to the coach about that. And you're certainly part of that success coming into a winning season so far. 6-3 so far, ranked 10th in the state. You've been the starting quarterback. How does that make you feel right now? And is there more to be accomplished here?
There's definitely more to be accomplished, but I think we knew going into the season, like, we were young. I think definitely if we went back on a few of our football group chats that I had pictured us to be 6-3. So I'm very happy with where we're at right now, and I think there's a good shot that we come out with a win tomorrow.
I think it's a real winnable game. There's no question about that. Do you sit down before the season begins and put W's and L's next to the teams you think it's going to happen?
I don't necessarily predict scores, but I can make like a little outlook of like, here's what I think could possibly happen. But you never know with injuries what's going to happen to another team. You can never guess.
All right, you've been pretty injury-free, haven't you?
Yes.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, I did a lot
of linemen.
Yes, definitely healthy linemen that
you keep take
me
them
safe.
Out to eat often.
I do
buy a burger or two.
I do buy donuts for them every week.
Okay.
We get donuts for them. But I've done a lot of strength training and definitely a lot of kind of like the little things in the off season, things that get overlooked in typical strength training. A lot of movement based and balance based.
What are those little things?
I think definitely like ligaments. We focus a lot on like ligaments and knees, quads, ankles. Everything to just strengthen all the muscles around to make sure to try and stay injury free.
All right. And where did that technique come from?
Coach Osborne over at Relentless. We did a lot of work in the spring.
So you're working year round?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see, has the basketball coach told you to stay injury free?
Yes, he has. We've been talking recently. We're on track for no injuries, hopefully.
All right. Well. Good luck to all of you. Let me see. I wanted to come back to Brevik and just check with one of his favorite musical instruments. Has to be, what is it, the one wood or the three wood is your favorite?
Huh?
What?
Oh.
Which do you play better? Which one really makes the music for you?
I would say my driver.
The driver.
Yeah.
The old number one, huh?
Yeah.
All right. How far?
Heck yeah.
How far?
I mean, so we got this simulator at our house, and right now I'm carrying it around 300 yards right now. So
around 300.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my numbers up though. I kind of lost a little bit from being in football. I haven't swung a club in a long time, so.
Yeah, well, Coach Kennedy's kind of a slave driver, isn't he? All right, Andrew, coming back to you. We didn't find we had a lot learned a lot about you. In your spare time, do you have any? Because I know you're carrying a heavy load academically. You're playing football. You're a three-sport athlete. Do you do anything for fun?
For fun. I love to spend time with my family. We spend a lot of time together, and I just love the outdoors and staying active. So hiking or biking or swimming or anything that gets me outside. I just
What's your favorite hike?
There's a couple good hikes around here, like Cathedral Hills or Bolt Mountain or just some hikes around here, pretty fun. And then there's a few if you travel, like Mount McLaughlin or things like that are pretty fun to hike.
Have you done Mount McLaughlin?
Yeah, I have.
You peaked it?
Yeah, I've peaked it three different times. So
all right, fun. Now tell me about you said biking.
Yeah.
You have a mountain bike?
I have a mountain bike, and I'll occasionally go out with my brothers or some friends, and it's nothing crazy, but it's just something to do. And
I haven't tried the new city. Dollar Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been over there yet, but something else.
They tell me it's pretty good.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that there's a lot of fun trails over there, so I'll have to check it out.
All right, gentlemen, once again, let me check the time here we're doing. I want to wish you all the best of luck tomorrow night, and then we'll get together next Thursday night here to see which team we're facing next here, because we think we're going to come home with a big W here. So, gentlemen, congratulations on a great season so far. Keep it going and pass that along to the rest of the team out there. That, the whole city's behind it, and it's getting really exciting right now. Everybody's pumped?
Yep.
All right. What's the feeling around the school outside of the football team itself? You getting a lot of support? Anybody?
Yeah, I think everybody's pretty excited. I've heard a lot from a bunch of teachers, and I know I'm having some buddies come up and check out the game. They're excited.
More people going to drive up, huh?
Yeah, I think so. We're going to take a couple of friends and check out the game, and so I think it's going to be sweet.
All right. Well, Andrew Brevik and Jordan, good luck, guys. And to all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back and wrap this thing up right after this 2-minute Cape Band timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway? Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Birthdays, office gatherings, and team parties taste better at Abby's. From our legendary lunch and Thirsty Thursday to our monthly giant special, there's always a reason to gather. Family-owned Abby's, your legendary pizza tradition. You asked, and it's back at Abby's. Two legends, one pizza. Half pepperoni, half big Hawaiian. All delicious. It's mouthwatering, loaded with toppings, and happily feeds a family. Order at Abby's.com before this legend disappears.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to wrap things up here at the Caveman Corner from the Bacon Drive Abby's Pizza. Listen, you can still get that pizza on sale all month, guys. You know, you don't have to wait till Thursday night. You can give them a call, and they'll bring it right out to you. That large half Hawaiian, half pepperoni pizza. $26.99. Oh, it's good. Coach, talk about good. You continue to bring us good players here. And looking forward to a great night tomorrow night to get the Cave and moving on down. Now, once again, we'll always have next Thursday night. There always will be one. And I know you're not going to give me a prediction or what you'd like to have happen, but give me some thoughts going into this game. Taking more players down there. They seem pumped. They seem confident. And where does that all come from? From the culture that you've been cultivating all year?
Well, I mean, success kind of breeds confidence. And I think the boys are starting to see some of the fruits of the labor. That win Friday was a big one. I mean,
no question.
Yeah. Traveling for that long and playing a top-tier team and getting
top-tier team on their field on a Halloween, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. And I think that kind of solidified a lot of the growth that they've been seeing, but that really kind of, I'd say, kind of catapulted a little bit of that belief that, oh, wow, okay, we can do this. And with that said, I think that confidence and that belief is carrying over, and this group is ready to go tomorrow night. It's not going to be easy. It's playoff football. You never know what the weather is going to be. And playoff football, no matter what, you're playing a team that's desperate also, because for half the kids in the state that are playing tomorrow night, their season comes to an end.
Right, right. There is only one winner at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So that's part of the game that you have to deal with. And your team deals with it pretty easily. We talked to the guys about the hours that they put in on video, and I know you run them through a lot, and they can do that on their own. How many hours really do you to run that? Can that be overdone?
I suppose it can. It's just it's hard because there is so much advantage and insight that you can gain. You know, in years past, the rule is you exchange two films with your opponent. But nowadays, with either Table Rock Sports or NFHS carrying just about every game, it's hard as a coach to not go back and watch every single one of them because you don't want to miss something necessarily. And so So, yeah, it's kind of a rabbit hole you can head down if you're not careful. And at least for myself, I try and balance. I mean, I've got a family and I've got a teaching job that I got to I'm committed to doing well in. And so
in your spare time.
Yeah.
When you landed this job, first-year head coach, a lot of coaching experience, no question about that. But as a head, did you foresee this kind of success the first year? Did you see the potential?
I knew there was potential. I mean, you know, there was a lot of buzz already about a pretty talented group of guys. You never know how it's going to come together. And because I, from the start, it was a program with real high expectations and about how they're going to perform off the field and what kind of buy-in were we going to get from that. And was there going to be some attrition saying, that's a little too much for me. And so there's talented kids in the program. How much they were going to buy into the other stuff. I felt confident in the vision that we as a staff are trying to roll out. And so to see the pieces kind of come together has been personally pretty rewarding, I think collectively for the staff as well.
All right. Well, Coach, once again, congratulations on a great first season so far. More to come because we'll be right back here next Thursday night. I say win or lose, but we'll be back here after a win, and that's what we're looking forward. And that's really, really possible, folks. So if you can make the drive up there, by all means, do so. Take a bunch of kids up there to yell along wearing Caveman Blue. And at the same time, take your radios along. Well, you can stream it up there anyway. or we'll talk really loud so you can hear it on the radio. Coach, once again, thank you very much to all of you. Once again, you've been listening to the Caveman Corner. Just one final programming note. Let's see. We're on the air at 6:30 tomorrow night, live from Sherwood High School. And then on Saturday at about 10:30 in the morning, it's the pregame for the Duck and the Iowa Buckeyes game. That's coming up at 12:30 right here on KAJO. And for our engineer tonight, Rain Redfield, head coach Matt Kennedy, and all of our guests tonight, thank you very much for joining us at the Caveman Corner.
You have been listening to the Caveman Corner, brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza from their Beacon Drive location. You are invited to join us in the Caveman Corner.